conscious couples, business partners, and singles committed to attracting their dream partner. Welcome to the Conscious Couples Podcast, where we share our life, love story, and combined relationship expertise to help you create and consistently cultivate the most magnificent intimate relationship possible.
Never again will you feel hopeless and alone in your intimate relationship challenges.
Having accumulated thousands of hours coaching conscious couples and individuals all over the world, as well as starting and growing a global business together, Alan and I are here to guide you and all things relationships.
Thank you again for tuning into the one place where it's not about you or me, it's about the we. Conscious couples and singles from all over the world, welcome back to the one and only Conscious Couples Podcast. Today we have for you episode 108. My partner keeps signing us up for stuff. They just won't stop. No, seriously, welcome back. We appreciate you so much for listening. As always, it is Next Level Podcast Solutions that produces this show and so many others. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing so much good, producing so much content in the world, particularly in self-improvement, personal growth, personal development space, whether it's relationships, health, wealth, love, all of the above. Before we jump into this episode, as always, love, ladies first, what is your intention for today?
My intention is for our listeners to get some help from us in this episode to be a better team at deciding, and specifically about the things that are important to them, so that they don't keep getting signed up for stuff that doesn't really matter or isn't as important as one partner might believe it is.
Today's episode is going to be about alignment.
Yeah.
How do you take two individuals and make sure that one individual is not signing you up for a bunch of misaligned stuff?
Yeah. Swerving off the path.
Swerving off the path. All right. So I have a story. Emilia has a story that we think will really drive this concept home, because we see this a lot, not only in our relationship, but also with some of the relationships that we coach. Mm-hmm. So Emilia has misaligned us.
Mm-hmm. No. Definitely. Plenty of time. Not intentionally, though.
Plenty of time. My partner keeps signing us up for stuff.
I've signed us up for way too many things.
No. Taking you've us actually, off the rails. In all honesty, you've been unbelievable with this, quite frankly. I do. But there has been at least once. Mm-hmm. So Emilia and I had, we have sort of house rules that we call we rules, essentially. Mm-hmm. And by we call it we rules, I mean right now we've started calling it that in this moment. Mm-hmm. But the we is our relationship, and we have certain rules, guidelines that we decide together we want to do. And one of them is no going out on school nights, mm-hmm. which for us school nights is playful, meaning Monday through Saturday we work and we serve, and Sunday is a day that is essentially off, but it's not really off. We just get back office stuff done. We spend the day together. We try not to do much front-facing content. And so Saturday night is the night that we get to go off the rails. We get to stay up late, eat snacks. It's great.
Swap now, manly stories.
You know it. And waffles. In the morning, we sometimes get egg sammies and make waffles. So we never make waffles. That was a lie. It was a bold-faced lie. So, and for those of you who are not our age, for the younger listeners, you might not remember this. Shrek. Shrek's a very popular movie. That was what that reference was. But one of these weeks, we have really busy weeks, and we try really hard not to stack things on school nights, and we try not to stack multiple things per week, because we're trying not to, don't let your mouth overload your back, is kind of the saying here. And in this case, don't let Emilia's mouth overload my back. No, I'm kidding.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it was for this one week. So one week, Emilia and I had decided way in advance that we were going to go to dinner with my mother.
Yep.
And in the middle of that week, she's like, hey, by the way, we're going to go to dinner with my fam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the day
on
before.
Friday, the day before.
Oh, yeah.
And so we worked a really, really long week. And not only that, but we work on Saturdays as well. Often, actually. As a matter of fact, that's when we do a lot of our relationship talks coaching. Mm. And so we were traveling and kind of up a little later than usual. And then back-to-back evenings to dinner with our families is a lot. And that's nothing against our families. It's just a lot in addition to everything else we do. So we went off of, and by we, I mean Emilia, went off of our right-handed. We rule of not doing school nights and not double stacking.
Yeah.
And so that's a good example of, is my partner signing us up for stuff? Because she didn't really talk to me about that in advance, whereas I did talk to her about it. It feels so accusatory in this episode right now. But I did talk to you in advance about going to dinner with my mom, and we picked a perfect day and we picked a perfect place. Yeah, she didn't end up showing up, which is a story.
Whole other story,
which is like actually hilarious.
A month in advance, whereas like my family suck. They just absolutely suck at planning, and it drives me up a freaking wall. And if you've been listening to us for a while, whether it's through the Conscious Couples podcast, Evolve Avengers podcast, or Next Level University, you've probably like caught the drift, or if you've come to the events. I am quite the planner. And when someone's not the planner, I just go off the rails.
Quick side tangent, funny story. Emilia and I get to a restaurant that we're meeting my mom at. And we're actually early, which was really nice. And we're sitting there, we're enjoying ourselves and waiting. And there was a wait to be seated. I think it was like 20-minute wait. And I text my mom and I say, hey, we're here. We're waiting inside. We'll, you know, see you soon.
This was that Saturday night.
That was on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And she texts back and she says, I don't think this was for me. Love you. And I was like, and you were asking me about it because my mom's never late. And
at least
but
not
I would,
to your awareness.
Yeah, at least not to my awareness, because we're so usually the ones late. Not always, love. I'm getting better. And I'm late often. Okay. So that said, I tell Emilia, I said, my mom's response was kind of weird. And then we figure out that my mom had no idea, because Emilia is such a planner, we actually put it in the calendar.
She
my
did
mom,
have an idea. She had the text message from you, but not the calendar invite from
so
me.
I texted her saying that, hey, we're going to be here this date, this time. But she's so used to getting a calendar event from Emilia
because she's the planner. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen in my world. And like, your mom gets the sitch on that. So
she does. She does. Although now I'm pretty sure she'll be more cautious. So anyways, playful story. But at the end of the day, the point is, Emilia had signed us up for something that her mouth overloaded our back a little bit and misaligned us a little bit, which ended up being a really wonderful time. But if you have ever felt that way, if you're out there watching or listening to this and you feel like your partner just says yes to stuff without asking you first, that's kind of what that felt like for me.
Yeah. And I had, I was on the phone with a client recently, and she's really prioritizing her health. I'm so proud of her. And particularly through the inspiration she shared with me of my story with memory and improving and everything that she had heard on your podcast.
Nice.
She had said that she's really going to prioritize and has been prioritizing her brain health above all else. And so what that prioritization of what is pulling her into alignment is actually causing a little bit of conflict in her friendship / intimate partnership, because of the fact that her partner actually is signing her up for stuff with her partner's friends, and they oftentimes are drinking and having a great time and
up late, not getting good sleep, drinking, prioritizing
their
brain
health.
They
don't prioritize their brain health. So it makes it extra difficult for my client to really do that. So, you know, whether it's your friends or your families, we all sign ourselves up for things sometimes just to not have to say no and disappoint someone. However, I hope the lesson comes through here in this episode that sometimes it is better to kind of just wait on that maybe decision point and have a discussion with your partner to really reassess the lens of decision making from your values, from your goals, and from your beliefs that you have as a partner. And I think that a lot of couples, because they struggle, people in general struggle with boundaries and saying no, it makes it 10 times more difficult, especially when you throw in friends and families and barbecues and bar mitzvahs and all these different things, especially as the seasons change. It just becomes extra
especially
difficult.
During the holidays.
Oh,
do you want
an
XYZ? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Sweater party, this, that, the other thing. And then you have kids on that and pets on that.
And then
so
you
just
get to the day and you're like, why did I do this to myself? I've overloaded my back. There's a really cool point with the story that you just shared, which is that person shifted internally toward brain health, and her partner didn't know that.
Right.
So whenever you shift inside, you're what used to be aligned no longer is, if you want to stay in alignment with that core value. And that's where transformation is so powerful, but it's also so painful, because your client transformed in terms of her priorities, but didn't communicate that to her partner.
It's such a good point.
And therefore, she was signing her up for old things that, well, what do you mean? We always do this.
We always do
totally
this.
Fine.
It was fine to you last week.
This
what
is
changed?
Why personal growth is so challenging because when you change inside, everyone
and
else
don't communicate
and
that.
Don't communicate that effectively, you get signed up for a bunch of stuff that's no longer aligned, and now you have to have the pain of, hey, that tough conversation, and that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, but I think here's where the silver lining in all of this comes, when you can recognize through this episode that maybe you're in that phase where your partner, you have that feeling where, like, you know, my partner keeps signing us up for stuff and, like, I don't really want to go. And as a matter of fact, whatever we signed up for in 2024, I'm already dreading. If yep. there's that's happening right now, leverage this opportunity through the podcast for you two to sit down and maybe listen to this podcast together and have a quick check-in. We talk about check-ins often on this podcast. Check in to see what is no longer aligned and honor the fact that we as human beings change and we evolve. And just like this client I was talking about, and same thing with you and I, we're constantly changing and evolving, but yet the way in which we update our commitments, what we've been invited to and said yes to, or said maybe to, or said no to, that might have changed too. So we oftentimes are thinking of the yeses or the nos that we're signing up for as a binary sense. Either it's I've said yes and I have to go, or I've said no and therefore I can't go, even if the plans have changed. And I think that the olive branch here could be navigating when you change inside to what you just said, babe, really making sure you can be proactive at communicating that with your partner and saying, this is no longer aligned and here's why. Or this is actually even more aligned now because of this, and sharing that with your partner so that maybe they can reflect and see if it's still aligned for them.
When I was in my mid-20s, I had a different girlfriend at the time, and she and her friends would often drink. And when we first met, so did I.
Yeah.
And I had quit drinking and she hadn't. Mm. And there was several instances where I didn't communicate effectively that I don't really want to do this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And she was kind of running that same old train.
Right.
And so I thought of the 3D plan. This is something that we've learned in a course that we took. And the first D is delete.
Yeah.
The second D is delegate. The third D is double down.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good check-in for people, is sit down with your partner and say, what do we want to delete? What is no longer aligned?
Bye, Felicia. It's a saying.
I'm Alan. I'm not Felicia.
Bye, Felicia is a saying.
Oh, it is?
Everyone definitely rewind that. I just wrote Alan's
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Like, bye, I don't want it in my life anymore.
Perfect. Excellent. I've never heard that.
It's a millennial reference.
Okay, I've never heard
that.
Our
age gap just showed.
Yeah, so Emilia is 7 years younger than I am. And
that was hilarious.
Rarely shows, but it did just now. Bye, Felicia, apparently is a thing,
yeah.
Which I'm going to get good at.
What's going on? This is Brandon and Hannah. We wanted to give a shout out to Alan and Emilia and their relationship talks. And going into relationship talks, I was under the impression that, you know, my relationship didn't have any conflict or didn't have any problems. You know, it actually was that way, but I knew I wanted a relationship that resembled Alan and Emilia, and that's a relationship that is just next level and different from other relationships. So seeking out their help has really brought me and Hannah together, and it's just been really, really incredible, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, Alan and Emilia have both helped us in recognizing and acknowledging each other's really important core values and given us insight and guidance on how to align those together so that we know we're growing together and never apart. The goal is always to kind of be in everything together as a team.
Alan and Emilia, we love you and thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
Now, so the first one's delete. The 3D plan. Sit down and do a 3D plan with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
First one is delete. What is no longer aligned that used to be? Like, for example, let's not go to dinner on Friday night when we already have a Saturday night dinner planned.
Yeah. Okay? No double dipping.
No double dipping. Anyway, now I got cold feet. Is there other sayings I don't know? All right. The second one is delegate. What no longer is something that you or your partner want to do? So, for example, let's say Emilia hates the dishes and I don't mind them. Let's say I hate cooking and she doesn't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not true. I don't mind either of those things. So I'm happy to do what we call kitchen man. We've talked about it in the past episodes. Like, I have no problem being in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
except for when I have an event coming up. Thank you so much for your support lately, love. That said, delegate is, I can't stand doing the kitty litter or whatever. Insert house task here. Can you please take that? Because I can't stand it.
Yep.
And then vice versa. Or you can potentially have a housekeeper. We're very blessed at this stage to have a housekeeper. She's amazing. So wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's delegate. The third one is double down.
Mm.
Double down is let's double down on the things we do love. So Emilia and I, we are so pumped this weekend. We're going to see Dune 2, mm-hmm. Dune Part 2. We really enjoy those movies. And so once I found out that she loved that movie, Dune.
Love it.
Adore our date night movie nights. Mm-hmm. And we're so pumped for this weekend. So that would be a double down. Let's double down on the things that we really, 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 really value. And let's delete the things that aren't aligned from now on. And then recheck in on that as we grow and transform and evolve. But
that's a great little tool.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that will, as you apply that through that check-in, the 3Ds, that will really help you recognize like what your, it will give your partner the cheat codes of like, I no longer can sign us up for this. I am done doing this for us because it isn't aligned. And I think that that might relieve your partner because they might be, you know, we didn't mention this, but they might be thinking that you want to do that stuff. Like you want to go hang out with friends or you want to go hang out at these barbecues or whatever it is that they're signing you up for, they might have the wrong data. So it might actually relieve them more than you're currently aware of.
It's like a GPS. If you don't have the updated terrain, you ever have a, well, you might not have because of our age difference, but way back in the day, love, before Google Maps and Apple Maps and all that stuff, there was MapQuest, and MapQuest had terrible data, and you type in your address, and this is way back in the day, mm-hmm. and there was also these Garmin GPSs that if they weren't updated, they'd drive you off a cliff. And that's I'm being playful, but yeah, it was awful. It wasn't updated, whereas Google and Apple are constantly updating. Very rarely do you drive into a lake on accident, except for on the weekends. I'm kidding.
On Saturday nights after
dinner. But at the end of the day, it's that same idea in your relationship. How can you navigate, mm-hmm. in the GPS analogy, your relationship when you don't have the updated data, yeah. with the other partner of what they value and where they want to go.
And what their goals are.
And yeah. what their goals are, exactly. So last piece, I have two stories. One, I had a past client who bought Country Fest tickets.
Yeehaw.
And she bought them like a year in advance to get a cheaper price.
Oh, yeah.
And she was a client of mine. And she was growing, evolving a ton, personal growth, personal development, quit drinking, all this awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And then the concert was coming up and she's like, oh, no.
Dread. Yeah.
Everyone's excited to go. I invited everybody. I bought tickets for me and my partner.
Oh,
I told her, I said, honestly, you're going to regret this. Max. I'm certain you're not going to enjoy yourself. So she went. Had to learn the lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
And then we had a check-in after on one of our calls. I said, 0 to 10, how'd that go?
Yeah.
She said, 4? I said, when you first bought the tickets a year ago, here's the thing. There's something called over-planning. Yeah. Don't buy tickets for a year and a half from now. You're going to evolve a lot.
Especially
and you might not like that artist anymore
oriented.
Or whatever it is. Especially
so
if you're very growth-oriented, which you probably are if you're listening to this. One more story. Kevin's wife, Taryn, Kevin's my business partner, bought Kevin for his birthday two tickets to go see this artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Kev's been growing and evolving a lot. He definitely doesn't like toxic masculinity. He doesn't like rap as much as he used to. He still likes it, but certain artists not so much.
Yeah.
He watched a documentary on this artist and was like, no.
No, man.
I can't
support
be in this
that.
Room. Yeah, yeah. This is too low vibe. I can't do it. Because it was, and not against Taryn, because he was raving about this artist that he was really into. They were listening to the music together.
Mm.
And then eventually he ended up saying, you know what? I'm not going. I don't want to do this. And his friend who he invited to the concert with the extra ticket was disappointed. But
of
that's
course.
The courage to say no. And so
yeah,
don't let your partner sign you up for stuff that is no longer aligned. Don't sign your partner up for stuff that might not be aligned. Come together and make these decisions together as much and as often as you can. And yeah, sometimes there'll be situations where it's a real-time decision and you gotta say, yeah, I think so. Let's do it. But most of the time you can check in, send a text,
yeah,
make a phone call. You know, Emilia and I really don't like when the other person, and we were playful in this episode. That's the only time you've ever really done that.
Yeah.
I had partners in the past where it was just...
Every weekend. Same.
It was so bad.
Like this,
yeah, this, hey, this, we're going this, here, this. Hey, we're doing that. It's like, I have to work.
Well, that's entitlement to people's time.
Exactly. That's entitlement to people's time. And that's our next episode. No, but that's a future conversation. And that's all I've got, love. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
The only thing that I'll add to that and comment on that story with Kevin, you never know what surprise win could come from these conversations. And it's so much more worth any discomfort or perceived discomfort that you have when it comes to the conversations that we talked about, the 3 D's, the check-in, the really navigating like, what are the things that maybe are no longer aligned that you signed up for a year ago, right? All of that stuff, there's always going
to
be
a surprise
win.
Or the things that aren't aligned that you signed up for at birth, like holiday traditions that you never even agreed with. You and I have done a lot of episodes about that. I never signed up for this.
I never wanted that.
Yeah.
I never had a
choice. You just defaulted into it. Yeah. So there's a lot of that as well.
But the surprise win is there. And that's what I'll say for every single one of our listeners. The surprise win for each one of you to be a better, more effective, more in love team is definitely there. You just have to be open-minded and willing to find it. And that's what I'll say is what I want to say in closing.
And when Kevin had talked to Taryn, because she had bought the tickets for his birthday, he asked, do you mind? Would you be offended? And she said, no, it's okay.
He
no
could
worries.
Even sold them, too.
Of course
the money
he could
back,
have. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, he couldn't because he decided like the night before. Ah. So he wasn't proactive enough. How dare you, thy Kev. Okay, we got to jump. Thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We hope that you got tons of value. Before we go, we also do Relationship Talks coaching. Picture this podcast, but you're here with us.
Yeah.
And it's all about your life instead of these other listeners.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, it's much more custom. It's much more deep. And we will help you and your partner flourish. If you are single, we still can help you attract your dream partner as well. We have done a lot of that. We've been doing this for 3 years now. So we're really getting the hang of it. And we're helping a lot of people achieve their goals together. It's really great.
Around the world. It's been absolutely incredible. We also want to invite you to our next Relationship Talks event. It's going to be our event number 33 on March 21st, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be digging into the 4 biggest relationship killers. So learn how to not kill your relationship in that event. You can join. And you don't even have to have your mic or camera on. You can get around other people, conscious couples, conscious singles who are trying to help their relationship grow just like you are. So we would love to have you in that. The link to register is going to be in the show notes.
Quick little teaser for those of you who were adults when this movie came out. Sorry, love. I think you might have been 13 at the time, or maybe 11. I'm not sure. So there's a movie called The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston that came out in 2006. Mm-hmm. I graduated high school in 2007, so I was around 17 years old, which made you 10. So I doubt you saw this movie since it's rated R. I think it's rated R, PG-13. I don't know. It's a funny romantic comedy, but essentially this movie is exactly what it sounds like, The Breakup, meaning this couple makes every mistake in the book, mm-hmm. and Emilia and I watched it to really use them as an example of what not to do in your relationship. Yeah. And there's specific scenes that are correlated with each of the 4 horsemen, or is what this is called in terms of John Gottman's work, a relationship researcher. And the 4 things that kill relationships most, we only had to get through the first
literally 15 minutes.
15 minutes of the film to say, wow, they made every mistake already.
Yeah.
And so they were in love, but they allowed that love to die. Please don't let your love die by being ignorant to these things that, quite frankly, in my early 20s, I didn't understand either, especially not when I watched that film. So this time was way different. I told you that 18 years ago, it's wild how old I am now.
Yeah.
18 years ago, I watched this film and I got to watch it 18 years later from this sense of awareness, understanding what I understand now. It's just awesome. So we hope you join us. We really hope you do. And if you don't, how dare they? All right, we got to jump. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, it's not about you or me. It's about the we. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Conscious Couples Podcast. We love connecting with the Conscious Couples community, so please make sure you follow us on Instagram. I am at Evolve with Emilia, and Alan is alazarus88.
Also, if you or your partner resonated with this episode, leave us a review at the link in the show notes, and please share this with someone you love and care about.
Until next time, remember, it's not about you or me. It's about
the we.